ultimate weapon, the legendary A-10 Warthog, is ready to take on modern ground threats head-on, with advanced upgrades that make it a fierce contender even alongside modern jets like the F-35. Its remarkable firepower and durability have earned it the nickname Tank Killer. Designed to dominate the battlefield, it built on lessons from the Korean War and improved on the success of the Douglas A-1 Skyraider, making it more formidable than ever. So what new upgrades make the Warthog stronger, and will it continue to stay relevant in the future? Join us as we reveal how the newly upgraded 2025 A-10 Warthog shocked the world. In the 1960s, when the world was faced with the threat of a nuclear war, Pentagon leaders realized that attaining victory wouldn't only be dependent on the availability of nuclear weapons, but also on the ability to support ground troops effectively. However, after the Second World War, the development of attack planes slowed down, leaving the U.S. vulnerable during the Vietnam War. The primary attack aircraft then was the Douglas A-1 Skyraider from the Korean War. Unfortunately, it didn't have enough firepower for the thick jungles of Vietnam and was quite vulnerable to ground fire. Recognizing the challenge that they were faced with, the need to strengthen air support became a major priority for the U.S. Air Force. They needed a plane that could handle Soviet tanks and protect infantry by breaking through enemy defenses. In September 1996, General John P. McConnell, Chief of Staff of the U.S. Air Force, ordered the creation of a specialized close air support aircraft, and this led to the creation of the AX program, or Attack Experimental. During the hunt for the perfect aviation company to bestow this incredibly important task upon, six companies submitted designs. However, the United States Air Force preferred the Northrop's YA-9A and Fairchild Republic's YA-10A the best. After a process of intense testing, they chose the YA-10A. The United States Air Force later updated its requirements and requested a more detailed proposal for the new aircraft. They considered the possible threat from Soviet armored forces and the need to operate in all weather conditions. The latest specifications included a 30mm rotary cannon, a top speed of 460 miles per hour, a takeoff distance of 4,000 feet, the ability to carry up to 16,000 pounds of weapons, a flight range of 285 miles, and a price of around $1.4 million. This would be the first U.S. Air Force plane designed specifically for close air support. To boost its effectiveness, the Air Force also requested a cannon with a minimum firing rate of 4,000 rounds per minute. This led to the creation of the GAU-8 cannon, which can penetrate armored vehicles from over 1,300 yards away, firing 65 rounds per second with 80% accuracy. The project included four types of ammunition: practice rounds, semi-armor-piercing explosives, armor-piercing incendiaries, and high-explosive incendiaries. The A-10 is also equipped with a powerful gun known as the Avenger. It is one of the strongest aircraft weapons ever built, making the A-10 a fast and deadly force that is capable of destroying enemy tanks with ease. The A-10 was also tested with other weapons like the AGM-65 Maverick missile and AGR-20E precision system, adding to its effectiveness against armored targets. This aircraft is renowned for its great firepower, its 30mm cannon, titanium armor plates, and its ability to support ground forces in close combat, making it a valuable asset in larger, more intense battles. As global threats change, it makes sense for the Air Force to keep the A-10 in service. It's effective against targets like fuel convoys, and it can carry a wide range of bombs, including laser-guided and precise missiles. It also plays a key role in many combat situations, such as counterinsurgency and close support for ground troops. It's no surprise that this tough aircraft has been upgraded many times to stay relevant. Since it was introduced in 1976, the A-10 has had a long career, and it's obvious that it won't be retired until at least 2040. No other aircraft in the U.S. military can match its ability to provide close air support to ground troops. Looking at how the A-10 turned out, it's surprising that such a big and heavy plane can be so agile and effective. Its main design goals are to be tough and easy to maintain. The Warthog was built to operate from rough airstrips and deal with engine damage from debris. This explains why its two engines, the General Electric TF-34GE-100, are placed high and behind the wings in front of the tail. These engines have a high bypass ratio, which means they produce less heat that could be detected by heat-seeking missiles. Their placement also helps keep them running while the plane is being serviced or loaded with new equipment. Despite the A-10's powerful features, Congress wanted to see if it should continue spending $4.2 billion on the aircraft or replace it with the F-35 Lightning II. To make this decision, the Air Force was asked to upgrade the A-10 and prove if the F-35 could really take its place. To come to a conclusion, the Air Force responded by giving the A-10 8 major upgrades. Upgrading A-10Cs, which started in 2005, was a big improvement for the Warthog. It added precision weapons, some digital screens in the cockpit, and a laser pointer. Suite 10, which will be ready in spring 2021, is the next step in making the A-10 more modern. One of the first improvements was the V-12 Lightweight Aerial Recovery System, which boosted communication between A-10 pilots and ground teams, including pararescue teams and pilots whose planes had been shot down. This system allowed the A-10 to provide even close air support and help with combat search and rescue missions. To improve its chances of surviving in modern combat, the aircraft was also equipped with longer-range weapons. Since it isn't that fast enough to avoid enemy fire when spotted in hostile airspace, it used to be risky for the plane to get too close before firing. But with its new weapons, the A-10 could engage targets from farther away, showing off its agility in the air. They also use updated strategies to avoid threats and also be able to attack some targets from a distance with precise weapons. After dealing with these threats, they can then move on to their usual missions without a hitch. With night vision goggles, the A-10 can still dominate the battlefield at night and at medium or low altitudes. It can also target ships using the AGR-12 precision weapon system, which loads rockets 4 times faster than before, making it an even more deadly force thanks to the 8th upgrade. Major Kading emphasized that being able to stay safe in battle is not just about having the best equipment and software. It is also about using the most effective and lethal strategies. He also stated that what makes their organization unique is that they focus on all of these critical aspects. Suite 9, which was introduced in 2019, made it possible for JTACs to share their position digitally with the A-10's onboard computer. This helps prevent accidentally targeting friendly forces. It also allowed it to attack multiple targets at once with precision-guided weapons. Now, the pilot can drop 6 weapons with just 1 button press, which used to require a lot of work. This aircraft can now use different types of bombs, like the GBU-38 or GBU-31 JDAMs, and the aircraft will tell the pilot if they can hit their targets on 1 pass. Also, this Suite 9 also included improvements to the pilot's helmet, called HOBIT, or Hybrid Optical-Based Inertial Tracker. This new helmet tracks the pilot's head movements more accurately using special dots on the canopy. Its capabilities only got better, and the upgrades made it even scarier. The upgraded A-10C carries up to 16,000 pounds of mixed ammunition on 8 underwing and 3 ventral pylons. These include 500-pound Mark 82 bombs, 2,000-pound Mark 84 bombs, GBU-39 small-diameter bombs, laser and GPS-guided bombs, precision joint direct attack munition, incendiary cluster bombs, combined effect munitions, and mines. Let's not forget the rockets, such as the AGM-65 Maverick, unguided and laser-guided 2.75-inch missiles, and the AIM-9 Sidewinder. In addition to all this, the A-10 carries infrared countermeasure flares, electronic countermeasure chaff, jammer pods, and illumination flares. As part of the Suite 9 upgrade, the A-10 was equipped with a situational awareness pad that allowed joint terminal attack controllers to send their positions digitally. This improved the A-10's ability to know where allies and other things were on the battlefield. Before, pilots had to visually search for friendly forces, which could be hard when dust and debris made them difficult to see. With this new upgrade, the A-10 had a clearer view, reducing the chances of mistakes and making it easier to avoid accidentally targeting friendly forces during the chaos of battle. Now that it can better distinguish between enemies and allies, the A-10 has become even more dangerous for its enemies. It can engage up to 6 targets at once using precision-guided weapons with just 1 button press. The A-10 is equipped with powerful weapons, including 2,000-pound GBU-31 bombs and 500-pound GBU-38 explosives, making it extremely effective at causing destruction. The A10's accuracy has also improved with new high-tech helmets called hybrid optical-based inertial trackers, or HOBITs. These helmets have mounted sights that respond to the pilot's head movements, saving time and effort. With advanced displays like the BAE system's VisionX Scorpion system, pilots get crucial targeting information, improving their accuracy and mission effectiveness. Suite 10 will let the pilot attack multiple targets with different weapons in one go. It will also fully integrate the AGR-30 APKW's rocket, which lets the A-10 hit targets from far away with better accuracy. Adding the GBU-30 V3 JUMP bombs will give it more ways to use new bomb fuses, and the pilot will get better feedback on bomb accuracy. Pilots will also be able to share info about threats with other A-10s using a data link, which will help keep them safe. Suite 11 testing will start after Suite 10 is ready. The 40th Flight Test Squadron in Florida is testing it now. Suite 11 will focus on adding new equipment, like a better screen in the cockpit, integrating the GBU-39 small diameter bomb, improving audio, making the GPS harder to jam, and upgrading the radio. These changes will make the A-10 more modern and better at using weapons. The process of upgrading the A-10 with new wings started in 2007 and finished in 2019. The new wings should last longer, unlike the previous one, without needing repairs, and will also keep the Warthog flying until at least 2030. There's also a plan to get more new wings for other Warthogs. While there's no plan to put new engines in them right now, the upgrades it's getting will keep it a better option for the Air Force for a long time. The A-10 can truly be called the Terminator of U.S. military aircraft. It's built to survive direct hits from armor-piercing and high-explosive shells up to 23 millimeters. It has a backup control system if the hydraulic system fails and is designed to return to base even with serious damage, like losing an engine, half a tail, or part of a wing. During the 2003 Iraq invasion, pilot Kim Campbell's A-10 was hit by enemy fire. Even with damage to one engine and its hydraulic system, the plane still made it back to base using manual controls. This incident proved that the aircraft is even as rugged and agile than they thought it was. Aside from its agility, almost all of the aircraft's major components are interchangeable and can be installed on either the left or right side of the Warthog, making it incredibly easy to maintain even in the harshest field conditions. The list of such ambidextrous parts includes engines, vertical stabilizers, main landing gear, and other components. When developing the A-10, the goal was clear: to build a flying tank to destroy enemy tanks. To achieve this, engineers used a 1,200-pound titanium alloy armor, 1.5 inches thick, to protect the pilot and cockpit. This was one of the first times such advanced metal was used in aircraft. But could a heavily armored aircraft still fly with a damaged fuel tank? Engineers took steps to minimize damage to the fuel system. All four fuel tanks were placed near the center of the aircraft, away from the edges. This setup means that the tanks would need to be hit through the thick armor of the aircraft first. The fuel lines can seal themselves if they are damaged, and check valves stop fuel from leaking into damaged tanks. The tanks also have polyurethane foam inside and outside to block debris and reduce fuel leakage if hit. Additionally, fire barriers and extinguishing systems protect the engines. Even if all four fuel tanks are severely damaged, there is still enough fuel in two special sumps to fly for 230 miles. Since its early production, the A-10 has gone through several tests to ensure it performs at its best. One of the first major tests in the late 1970s involved modifying one A-10 into a two-seat version, called the YA-10B, to explore how well it could handle all weather and night operations. Recently, Lieutenant Christopher Earle, a test analyst with the 59th Test and Evaluation Squadron, said that testing has been ongoing since 2020. The plan is to keep testing different types of anti-armor weapons to see how well they perform against vehicles with special armor. Now that the concept has been proven successful, the Air Force is gathering more data to improve performance further. With these new upgrades and features, how does this prove that the tank killer is a machine ready for battle, especially with advanced threats? Looking back into its history from previous missions, the Warthog was clearly built to stand the test of time. Its airframe was designed for durability, with measures such as 1,200 pounds of titanium armor to protect the cockpit and aircraft systems, enabling it to absorb damage and continue flying. Capable of taking damage, as much as losing half a wing, half a tail, one engine, or one elevator, and still make a complete flight back home. Its ability to take off and land from relatively short runways also makes it a huge favorite in operations from airstrips close to the front lines, and its simple design enables maintenance with minimal facilities. Proving all of its well-laid features, the A-10 made a notable appearance in America's involvement against Iraq's invasion of Kuwait in Operation Desert Storm during the first Gulf War in 1991. The American A-10s alone accomplished incredible feats. They managed to obliterate over 900 Iraqi tanks, along with an astonishing 2,000 other combat vehicles and 1,200 artillery pieces. In addition to that, this war beast was also involved in various conflicts, including those in Grenada, the Balkans, Afghanistan, Iraq, and against the Islamic State in the Middle East. Right now, the 422 Squadron is working on different tactics to improve how the Warthog performs in combat. One of these is about flying at night at lower altitudes and using better night vision technology. They're also looking into new ways to rescue people in dangerous situations and how to attack enemy ships using special rockets. They are attempting to make the air fighter get better at flying from places with limited support. All of these changes will make it more ready and effective in missions. The AGR-20 APKW's 2 rocket is a smart version of the old 2.75-inch rocket, which the A-10 started using in 2013. With its supreme capabilities, the Warthog has remained a favorite choice in modern warfare scenarios. Especially with its recent upgrades, it is even more effective in swiftly completing its mission objectives, no matter how challenging the terrain. Its abilities have only increased over time, making it an essential tool for any air squadron. These factors are the major reasons why the retirement of the A-10 has ever been delayed. The A-10's main technical strengths and combat abilities are being kept and improved, according to officials. In 2021, the A-10 performed well in a bombing campaign against ISIS, and the Air Force delayed its planned retirement. Instead, they began developing a new long-term version of the A-10. Earlier that year, Pentagon leaders announced that the A-10 would not retire and would stay in service until at least 2022. Now, both the Air Force and the Department of Defense want to keep the A-10 flying for many more years. It has been used by the U.S. Air Force in many missions, including in Afghanistan, Iraq, and other conflicts. After Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022, some U.S. officials suggested that A-10s could help Ukraine fight against Russian tanks, but talks have since shifted toward providing F-16 fighters. The future of the A-10 is still uncertain. The U.S. Air Force originally planned to keep it in service until 2028, then replace it with F-35 fighters. But many experts argued against this, pointing out how effective the A-10 still is and how expensive the F-35 is. Now, the A-10 might not be retired until the 2030s, so we may see it flying for years to come. In the changing world of air combat, the A-10 shows how important it is to be adaptable and resilient. Its unique design, with the GAU-8 Avenger cannon, titanium armor, and powerful weapons, has made it a crucial tool in close air support missions. From the roar of its cannon to the precision of its bombs, the A-10 has earned its place in military history. Thanks for watching. While you are still here, click on the link on your screen to check out another of our videos. See you there.